Welcome, 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 Wahoo fans, to this week's edition of The Lockdown featuring T-Cub and the Ball Hawk. There he is. You know Petty Hawk going to be up in here talking shit per usual. And this week, it's a little different. We're going to have Petty Hawk and Petty Tony up in here doing brackets for March Madness. Yes. Oh, hell. It's about to go down.
I appreciate y'all. A little crossover. We usually... You know, it's March Madness. Everyone does brackets. We thought, what better way to have our basketball fans? We're now on UVA Hoops Group and the Locker Room Access page. Get to know you guys a little bit too, right? If you're a fan of football at all, you've got to check out the Lockdown Podcast. You've had, I don't even know how many, basically the entire Mount Rushmore and the rest of the world on the show at this point. It's amazing. And like the feedback I usually hear is, oh, yeah, I tuned in for Sean Moore, and then I caught the next one, which is a guy I'd never heard of, and I like that one. Even, like, everyone gets better and better, so I appreciate you guys joining. If you're a fan out there, we'll put that link in the description to check out. But for us regular fans, I just had a question before we get to the brackets. Next year, Tony Elliott, change of the guard. What are we going to see that's different out of the gate?
You're going to see us run the ball some, but that'll be brand-ass new.
I love it. And what about on the defensive side? Is there different schemes that you guys are hearing? Like, is it going to be a completely different style? Kind of what TB versus the rest of the world kind of thing?
You'll see some of the similarities, but it ain't going to be the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, the defense is pretty bad last year, so everybody should be optimistic that it's going to be better. But schematically, It's gonna be different wrinkles, of course. And I think if it was the same, and Cub would probably speak to this too, it'll probably be an early mutiny if something don't look different on defense.
Yeah, what do you think we're gonna see, Cub, on the defensive side?
Well, I just think it'll be just multiple. You know, it won't be that garbage ass 3-3-5 that just didn't fit the players that you had last year. I think this staff will take a look at what they have, the person from a personnel standpoint, and put together a scheme that's going to put them in the best, you know, in the best light to be successful, which is what you want. I think also you're going to see some guys that did not get any burn in the last regime, because they may not have the guys were afraid to make a mistake, or you got talented kids that were coming in and that didn't touch the field. And then this year, you're going to see some guys really get into it. And you'd be like, wait, where did this guy come from? He's a third year. He wasn't playing and he's making plays like that. So I think that's something that you'll see quite often this year.
That's awesome. I'm excited. What about on the offensive side with Brennan coming back? You said we're going to run more. Is that going to open things up for Brennan?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, you are loaded at the skill positions on offense, with the trigger man, number five. You know, he stirs the drink. But you look at Wicks, you know, you look at Kemp, you look at Davis, you look at KT, you look at all the weapons that you're going to have. And then you got a couple of young group guys coming in. You got Dak Twitty coming in. Then you've got Nathaniel Beal coming back from injury. You got Starling who showed up last year. So it's an embarrassment of riches at the receiver position. And I think Mike Hollins is just going to set the world on fire this year in the backfield.
All right. What about the rest of the ACC? Like, how do we rack up? Because when I look at the schedule, I'm like, okay, we can do some damage, but I don't really know how does the rest of the ACC really look relative to how they look this year? Better, worse?
I would say like Miami is going to be formidable. I like their young quarterback. North Carolina, you know, most of the time I always look at the quarterback position. Like if you have stability at quarterback, I feel like you're a threat, especially when it comes to college football. So you got Malik Cunningham in Louisville. Like overall, you may not be impressed with what they have, but he's at the helm and he's dynamic. That's why I pointed out Miami. The team up the street got a new coaching staff as well, so they're going to be excited. And how our series has been the past 20 years, you always got to circle them on a calendar, but it's going to be wide open. And we probably won't get the same amount of respect even though Brennan is the best quarterback coming back, I know Wake Forest quarterback return, and I already talked about Miami, but when you look at the quarterback position, he's the one that's really overlooked and not respected a lot because they felt like we were playing from behind, so they felt like his stats was cooked. But like Cuz said, man, we got so many weapons, and Mike Hollins is a whole lot better than what people know. And I know Coach Elliott and that coaching staff is going to make sure we balance, and they're going to realize they got a top flight speed car back there that can do it all. He showed us early last year when he took the kick back to the house versus Wilmer Murray that he could be dynamic, man. So it's all about balance for us because we know what we can do throwing the football. But if we can run the football, it puts a lot of pressure on opposing offenses and allows our defense to really settle in and attack their quarterbacks.
Fresh, Forrest, any other football-related questions before we get to basketball?
I mean, I have so many football questions, but I'm just not really allowed to ask them. The only thing I noticed about defense, and you said 3-3-5. I have no idea. I guess that means three in the front, three in the middle, five in the back. The only thing I noticed, I didn't see our guys, like, tackling well. It was almost like they were professional touch football players. And I'm not trying to call people out. I'm not about that. But I didn't get it. Like, is it just tackling, Cove? Like, you know, you had the helmet.
Well, a lot, it's tackling is want to, first of all, you know, and it's something that you have to practice. You got to want to do it and you have to practice at it. Mm-hmm. When you have, you know, I'm not going to make any excuses for the defense because the shit was trash. But what I want to say is that when you don't have an offense that runs the football, then it impacts your defense because you don't get to practice against running the football. So you don't get an opportunity to do the tackling that you would normally do with a team that is more balanced or is focused on the run. So it impacts your guys, no question. And then they just angles were off. I mean, it was a myriad of things that contributed to the collapse of Virginia defense last year. The scheme, you know, let's start with the scheme, and then the lack of tackling in practice, and you know, you doing a drill that's tackling, that's not the same because the angles, you know, are very different. And so you saw a lot of guys just out of position, the angles were off. It all plays into it, man. And that's it's a lot of offense that contributes to that, quite honestly.
I have one more question. So the new coach from Clemson, Tony Elliott, comes in. Can you guys pinpoint something that he's found surprising? And you guys were talking about the depth and the guys we don't know about. Do you think Coach Elliott came in, he's like, oh shit, I watched some games, I didn't know about this guy since he's practicing, or this guy, and like, whoa, we have some stuff to work with that we may not know about?
I would say it's too early right now because they're doing the underwear Olympics, you know, like you're doing winter workouts. So right. it's a lot of Tarzans out there that look great when you're going through drills, because there's no live bullets coming back at him. So he's a guy that's been around 4 and 5 stars. So he knows how to evaluate respectfully, in a sense of, let's wait until spring ball. Like Cub said, we really get to some real live situational football. That's when you'll find out, like, ooh, I got something, when you get to situational football and drills. But it'll always be certain guys that jump out at you when you just doing winter workouts, because they just know, they just work out great. And Cub been around, and you've been around that in basketball. Like, oh, he can shoot the lights out when we scrimmaging in practice.
Yes. But
you get in front of that crowd, right, it ain't the same. So it's too early right now. I will say this. I noticed that, you know, in a lot of the speakings he's been at, when he's breaking down, like, evaluating what we have, he talked about how he wants the body type to look different and what it takes, you know, to have that championship football stuff in the weight room. So that's coming back to him first. And that's a good thing, because, like I said, the lens is different. And there's no knock to Bronco, because he did a hell of a job for what he took our program out of, but now it's time to take that next step. And that's a guy that's been around the next step for years.
So Mark Coleman, shout out Mark Coleman, who's watching, said his question is the offensive line. How does that look? Cove, you know anything about that?
Yeah, well, I mean, here's the thing, you know, I was on a one of those, whatever you call them on Twitter. What do y'all call those, Hawk?
Spaces.
Yeah. So it was on the spaces, and Coach 2J was on it. So I was chopping it up with him. And you know, at the end of the day, he's excited as hell about what he's got coming, you know, what he's got coming back and what he's got coming. And I think you're really going to see him be able to coach his guys, you know, to bring that physical nature that, you know, because that when you're around him, you see that's kind of personality that he has. And so I'm super excited that he's going to actually be able to coach the guys up like he wants to coach them up from a physical standpoint, running the football. He's super excited about that. And honestly, run blocking is a lot easier than pass blocking because you allow kids to use their physicality and go forward, you know, instead of having to drop back and figure it out, you know, extension, not holding. You get to actually go out, power stepping up, you know, just straight hit somebody in the damn mouth. And it's much easier to do that and teach that as opposed to the overall pass blocking, which I think being more balanced, they'll get into that. They'll build continuity as a passing unit. But I think they really want to emphasize the football. And I'd be surprised running the football. And I'd be surprised if you didn't see a lot of that emphasis in this spring.
That's an interesting point. Cause I remember back in the day at the Biltmore Cove, when the offensive lineman would rush me to get the pitcher of beer, as opposed to going back. Mm-hmm. I'm kidding.
There you go.
I was scared, like coming at me, but if you go back, I can dip and dive.
There you go. There you go.
I get my picture.
I like it. All right. We're talking March Madness now. How much of the season, how much of the basketball season have you guys caught up? I'll start with you, Cove. How much?
Wait a minute. Who's basketball season?
Virginia basketball season. Man. How much have you caught up with?
All right. Let me take a deep breath. Let me take a deep breath before I respond. Okay. I saw a lot of it. And I didn't like a lot of what I saw. I saw some grit. I saw some fight. But I didn't see a whole lot of quality execution. You know, like, you know, I'm always keeping a full buck. Yeah. And so I saw the challenges. You know, you already know Coach Bennett is going to you got to play D. Bottom line is it's lockdown defense, back line. You know what it is. I saw it not be as effective this year. Guys still trying to figure it out, learn. And then you saw and that impacted your offense because we just didn't have shooters. You know, anytime we played a team that could shoot the three ball and we got behind, I knew we couldn't catch up, you know, and then it'd be games that they would just lock down. I'm like, there was no way we were supposed to win this game. And then they would pull it off. They'd hit a key shot. A key guy would get hot. But then I'm looking at the box scores, and you see one guy with 24 points, and then you see everybody else with 5, 7, right. 3. And that's just hard to win when you're just – when there's only one guy being able to put in that work. I just saw a lot of a lack of consistency, which was frustrating. And I know – Wahoo fans were frustrated as hell. I know Coach Bennett were frustrated as hell. But sometimes, yo, you can't have that fire every year. Fire is coming, though. Fire is coming.
And Hawk, me and you, biggest Kihei supporters on the planet. How did you think? How do you think his? I don't know. Hopefully not, but maybe his final year went. Like, how do you think it played out for him?
Man, it played out well for what he was asked to do. Like, Kihei is a guy that's he's a two-way facilitator. If we playing 2K for all my 2K heads, he's a guy that's going to be a dog on defense. And then he's a guy that likes to create for others because he's a shorter guy like myself. So we can't, I mean, unless, you know, you like Nate Robinson and one of those guys that could jump out the gym. But Kihei was a guy that was asked to play more at the two because Reese is so good at being a PG. He has more length. He's fast. And I mean, he's a bigger Kihei in a sense, because he's great on defense as well. Like, good God, like they gave him the ball hawk moniker. And somebody asked me, am I okay with that? I'm like, that's an honor, because that dude will lock you up. But Kihei, man, absolutely outstanding UVA career statistically, what he did, what he got out of, like I said, he's all heart and hustle. And a lot of people just would love to, he was almost like the Westbrook of our team. Everybody just want to blame him when we lose. And it's unfortunate, man, because his fight, his leadership, his grit carried us through a lot. And yeah, man, hopefully, I mean, it's bittersweet because I want him to venture off and like try to get catch on overseas or something. Because, you know, coming back is great, but you kind of want the new guard to get their feet wet and move on. I think he's done all he could do for our program, man. He's going to be a great ambassador for this program as well.
Yeah, I know Malik, if Malik is watching, he told us Kihei's gunning for the league. There's no reason not to. So he's
absolutely.
He's going summer league, and then he's going to let it play out. But we'll be cheering for him regardless.
Yeah, salute to Kihei, man.
Yeah, shout out Kihei. All right, Forrest, you want to get into the bracket?
Yeah, let's do the bracket. Let's see.
Hey, man, you got to be more excited.
Yeah, I mean, for real, where's your enthusiasm level?
Farrell does the best ball hawk impression I've ever heard.
I don't know what he's talking about. I don't do that.
My man,
I would never do that.
Y'all talking about brackets.
Brackets?
We're talking about brackets?
Brackets?
Come on now. Yeah. Brackets.
Let me pick
bracket gets $1 million. Upset it.
Come
perfect
on. Bracket. Let me pick my team. I know basketball.
We going all upsets. I know it.
Yeah.
I think you're good. You want to start with the West?
Maybe go West.
Let's go West.
West side. West side.
All right. Should I chalk it? Georgia State?
Georgia State, Gonzaga?
No.
Nah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Gonzaga. Yeah, what are we doing?
Right, we're doing a combined bracket. So if you two disagree, we're gonna like flip a coin or something.
Yeah, you gotta agree.
I don't know. I don't know.
Y'all ain't slick. Y'all trying to see the petties go at it. Y'all not.
All right.
We got in the 8-9.
All right, Memphis.
Memphis.
What you think, Hawk?
You know, I'm sitting in the car on my phone. I can't see. Memphis versus who?
Memphis, Boise State.
That Bluefield.
Oh, yeah. We're going Memphis.
Two shades of blue.
Tennessee, we say Memphis.
Memphis.
All right, UConn. You got UConn, New Mexico State.
Ooh.
5-12. So 5-12.
Yep.
I'm going with the brand, UConn.
Yeah, in fact.
Okay. All right, we got the 4-13, Arkansas, Vermont.
Careful on this one.
Arkansas.
Careful.
We going. Okay. We got the 6-11 Bama and 11 playing game Rutgers versus Notre Dame. So who do you think, Rutgers Notre Dame first? Who do you think's going to win?
You don't know who you're going to get. It's going to be Rutgers or Notre Dame.
I'm going Notre Dame.
I'm going Notre Dame from the rip.
Agreed. All right, then Alabama, Notre Dame.
Man, the hell Alabama. This ain't football. Going Notre Dame.
Agree.
All right.
I look come agree. Yes.
I've got 3-14, Texas Tech, Montana State.
Oh, Texas Tech all day.
Yeah. Guns up.
7-10, Michigan State, Davidson.
Careful.
It's a tough one right here, yo.
Cubs from down there, hey, you know.
This is tough.
Get the bully out of here, man. I'm going with Davidson.
Yeah, I like Davidson too in this one.
Michigan State, you should have never been beating us in past years, suckers.
I love it.
All right, here we go. 2-15. We got Duke, Cal State, Fullerton.
Hey, go doodoo. Hell. Go doodoo.
Oh, Lord.
All right, here we go. Round of 32, Gonzaga, Memphis.
Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
UConn, they got a cheat code. My bad, Penny.
UConn, Arkansas.
Ooh, now this is interesting.
I think that that's a tough one. I don't know. What you think about Arkansas?
I'm going to the Arkansas too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Arkansas. Ooh. Yeah. A lot of people have Arkansas losing the first game.
Good night, Danny.
Well, that means we winning money then.
I like it.
We got Notre Dame, Texas Tech.
Ooh. Texas Tech. Texas Tech.
Guns up.
Guns up. All right, guns up. Davidson, Duke.
Doo-doo.
Yeah. Doo-doo.
That's doo-doo.
Oh, Splinter and the Turtles going to keep winning.
Gonzaga, Arkansas. The super team.
Gonzaga.
Yeah. Gonzaga.
Tech, Duke.
That's a tough one there.
Tough one. It's a tough one now.
They want to knock Duke out. They want to knock him out. I see it.
Yeah, I do. I kind of do. I kind of do. Hold
on. So Texas Tech lost in the who they lose to in the championship?
University of Kansas.
They lost to Kansas.
They lost to Kansas.
Oh, my bad.
I said us.
You know what? I'm not a believer. I'm not a real believer in Duke, but I think they're going to play at a different level for Coach K because it's his last hurrah.
I'm not gonna sway you, Cov. I've been waiting for that to happen the whole year. I haven't seen
you know what?
It.
That's a good point, Fresh.
I'm not swaying you.
Every time they've had a last hurrah, he's lost it. The last
hurrah.
Oh,
yeah.
Who's Tech, guns up, coach? Them.
Fuck it, Texas Tech.
Boom. Let's go. Guns up. All right, we got the Elite Eight in the West region. Zags or Texas Tech? It's a rematch of 2019.
The Zags.
Zags.
All right, Gonzaga in the Final Four. All right, here we go. East region. We got the one seed Baylor, Norfolk State.
Nah, I'm playing. Damn, I don't want to pick Norfolk State. Damn.
Baylor.
I think you're wrong. I'm taking Norfolk State. I'm not kidding.
I want to pick Norfolk State too.
Another story, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to let y'all go. I'm going to let you go ahead on the pick Norfolk State right there.
UNC Marquette.
Ugh.
You want to see some trash, really.
They so inconsistent.
Right.
Which UNC are you going to get?
That's Shaka, right?
Yeah.
That's Shaka.
How you say homeboy's name? Is it Bakote or Bako?
Bako.
It is Bako.
I'd say Bakote.
He nice. He good. He good.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go Carolina here.
Carolina? All right.
Shout out to Noah Taylor.
All right. Shout out
to Kennedy Covington. Tar Heel.
Play-in game, Wyoming, Indiana. You don't have to really choose, but the winner of that plays St. Mary's.
Okay. Does IU beat Wyoming?
I have Wyoming tonight for the record, but that's
you got Wyoming. Play. Okay.
I don't know nothing about neither team. So I'm gonna
let
the first pick it for us. I'm going with
St.
Mary's.
Well go St. Mary's.
St. Mary's. They go
Gonzaga.
That's probably the smart bet.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Bruins.
Bruins. All right. All right. Here we go. 6-11. Hook'em versus Tech.
Dude, it hurt me to my whole heart to say this shit. I believe Virginia Tech gonna beat their ass.
Yeah, Virginia Tech on the road, Jack.
They hot right now, bro. They playing physical. Damn, it hurt my heart to say that shit. Okay. But yeah, I gotta go Tech right there.
They're just put him to the Final Four. I just
say what?
I'll chalk him up to the Final Four for you.
See, you damn. That's blasphemy right now.
That's damn, Petty.
Hey, oh, hey, he got Petty side too. I took my 6-year-old twins to the game in Barclays, and the Virginia Tech was for us. And my little dude, Ty, he comes to me and goes, Dad, what's that mean?
Oh wow!
Have you ever seen it? I'm like, yeah. God, don't ever do that shit again.
Don't do it again.
Ever.
Yeah, give me the bird before that.
Right. For real.
Oh, he'll do it too. Don't worry.
3-14. Purdue, Yale.
Purdue.
Smart guys. All right, 7-10. Murray State, the San Francisco Dons.
What? Murray State.
All right, I guess Murray State. I don't never heard of.
Well, remember Dons? The Dons beat us last year.
The Don Dottas?
All right, we got Kentucky, St. Peter's.
Kentucky.
Hey, Kentucky. Man, St. Peter's down the street from me here. Shanine.
Oh, my bad.
Holloway. No, we're good. We're good. I'm a UK guy.
Round of 32. Baylor, UNC. It's a tough one.
Let's see. My heart want to say Baylor right here. But absolutely. This is the game North Carolina play well and end up beating their ass. You know what I'm saying?
Baylor has a lot of injuries.
Isn't your daughter at UNC, Cove?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I was like, shout out to Kennedy Cummings.
Yeah.
Damn.
Hey, man.
Were they lower tuition if they win a championship? In that case,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shit, I'm all in. You know what I mean?
It's 10% off.
Just Baylor, you're right, man. Baylor's got so many injuries, dude.
Something about Baylor.
Shit. What'd you think, Hawk?
Carolina.
Fresh?
Carolina.
Well, Fresh has Baylor losing the first game.
No, I have Carolina. Okay. I'm 100% Carolina that game.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. I haven't seen it from Baylor. Baylor, you know, they're on their high. We're good.
Like, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Carolina, we're good.
Yeah.
Leaky Black. Leaky Black's my guy.
St. Mary's, UCLA.
UCLA. This is going to be a good game, but I think the Bruins got enough firepower here.
West Coast battle. Mm-hmm. Here we go again. Tech, Purdue.
Oh. Ooh. Mm. Storm. What's his name? Stormy.
The Storm point Murphy. Guard? Storm Murphy.
Scott Skiles.
Damn.
I can't, guys. I hate to say it. I love the Virginia Tech basketball team. I hate it. Kills me.
Yeah.
I love they play. Luma.
Dude, they're playing at an elite level right now. What they did, and you know, toward the end of the season, and how they ran through the tournament, bro. They beat some heavy hitters in the tournament for real.
They beat the Blue.
They legit, man. They legit, bro.
Mutz.
They're good. Purdue's good too, though. Don't underestimate Purdue.
My heart won't let me pick the motherfuckers right there.
We go with the Boilermakers.
Ivy's a
dog.
Hey, he's like thrown out of a cannon. He's so quick. He's so fast.
He is a dog. Kentucky.
All right, here we go.
In-state rivalry.
UNC, UCLA.
Damn, we took Carolina deep.
UCLA gonna get them up out of here.
Yeah. I like that.
I've seen UCLA one time this year, so that's your guys' call. Deep run again. I have no opinion.
Kentucky, Purdue.
Damn.
What a great game that'll be.
What a game.
150 points put up, probably.
Shit. I don't know. Let's go. That's a tough one there, bro. That's a true toss up.
That's a tough. That's a pick 'em game.
Let's go.
Go with
Tie Washington.
You go with tie. It's almost night tie.
I'm not. It's not my pick.
Go with the brand. Go with Kentucky.
Go with Kentucky. Go with the brand.
Yeah, go with the brand.
All right. Now, which brand? UCLA, Kentucky. Which brand are we choosing now?
Damn. Brands on brands.
Shout out to John Wooden.
Yeah.
All of it.
Brands right here.
Where is this game? It's in the East.
Yeah, what a game. That's a fair question.
It's in the East.
I would imagine it's closer to Kentucky.
Just a little bit.
I'm gonna tell you, we played UCLA in the Anchorage, the Alaskan shootout. Those motherfuckers had like 30,000 people in the arena. They travel.
They travel.
Kentucky travels too, but it's like even Steven on who's gonna be
there. This game's gonna be live for sure.
Yeah, that game's gonna be crazy. Shit. 2-4. Let's go. Shit. Damn, I hate Calipari.
That's your answer then.
Let's go. Yeah, I mean, let's go. I don't know. I don't know if UCLA can get them.
So we go in Coach Cal?
We got Sheway.
Ooh, it's gonna be Coach Tao, Coach K. It's gonna be all the coaches.
That thing. Hey,
we got Sparty up out of here.
Well, hey, what's old boy at UCLA? Johnny Juzang.
Right.
Let me see. UCLA, fuck it.
There you go. Back Final Fours.
Can't hate you for it.
All right, we going Arizona. All right, Seton Hall, TCU. Who we got?
Seton Hall.
The Hall.
We got Houston, UAB.
Houston.
Careful.
Yep.
Illinois.
Yeah, UAB dangerous. Yeah, that,
they are. They're dangerous. I agree with your pick. I agree.
Illinois, Chattanooga.
Careful, the mocks.
Illinois.
Got some dudes.
Hey, yo, D-Fresh. Hey, careful now.
Hey, I'm from both those states. I was born in Illinois, raised in Tennessee, but.
Tread lightly.
Illinois.
We got Illinois?
Yeah. Pours another glass of wine.
All right, here we go. We got.
I'm over here eating energy chews.
6 seed Colorado State, 11 seed Michigan.
Colorado.
Michigan!
You got Michigan?
Oh, no, let me stop. I was going to joke and say, Petty Hawk said they were going to slap me, then I was like, nah, that tastes good.
You're trying to slap somebody in the handshake line already.
Yeah, if it's a slap contest at mid-court between coaches, I got Juwan.
Are we going with the Rams?
Yeah, I got to go Colorado State.
Yeah, Michigan shouldn't even be there, bro.
Mm-mm.
3-14, Tennessee, Longwood.
Tennessee look good.
Longwood, shout out to my wife's alma mater, baby, but y'all going to get up out of there.
All right, Farmville. Ohio State versus Sister Jean.
Ooh. Shit.
Come on, Loyola Chicago. You know what
I'm saying? Wow, that's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Never I might have to go Sister Jean right here, yo.
This is a trendy upset pick right here. A lot of people Sister Jean winning.
I love it.
That's what's up, man.
Hey, you if you want to bet against God, that's on you.
I ain't touching. You see, I ain't say nothing. I said, okay.
Nova, I'm talking about anybody. Nova, Delaware.
Nova.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Arizona, Seton Hall.
Arizona.
Houston, Illinois.
Good 4-5 game here.
Houston has some injuries. They have two guards out.
They hurt?
Yeah, when we played Houston, they were full strength, and since then they've lost two dudes.
Really?
Yeah.
The big shooter?
Yeah, they lost the Sasser guy who just
Sasser, shot him. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, they lost him.
And Illinois got the big boy, Coffee.
Illinois got Kofi Coburn.
Yeah, okay. Samson going to have them boys. But Samson going to have them boys ready, though.
Samson's going to have them ready for sure.
That's Illinois.
Call, man.
Illinois?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Colorado State, nice guard, too. Tennessee. Go Rocky Top. Here we go. Hey, Ball Hawk has to answer this one. Sister Jean, Nova.
Man, God gonna keep God. But God first.
You going Sister Jean?
Yeah, he said don't bet against God. I'm not.
Hey, man, that's your own risk.
You want Sister Jean?
Bruh.
I can't believe Nova's a number two, by the way. I've watched
I can't believe they're number two either, honestly.
Right? Like they're susceptible.
Did they win their tournament? They win the conference chip?
Yeah.
They won it?
Yeah, they won it.
I didn't know that.
They beat Creighton, I think.
They've had the same point guard except for Jalen Rumson for the last 15 years.
Yeah, same dude. Literally.
Gillespie, Archie, Diakmo, anyhow. Different story.
It's hard to go against Jay on this one. Duke can coach his ass off. I got to get it.
He's good.
All right, we got a chalk here. 1, 2, 3, 4. Zona, Illinois.
Arizona.
Wow. Arizona.
Nova, Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Played in the regular
season.
They played the regular season?
Tennessee.
Nova smacked them.
Ooh, damn, for real? Tennessee then. Tennessee going to beat that IA high.
Really?
They get their payback.
One of, you know what? Tennessee wasn't great in the beginning of the season. They've really, really, really come
up. One of the teams – let me do a quick fact check. They've definitely played and one team smacked the other.
Dude, Tennessee looked good as shit in the game. Yeah.
They're at the right time, Cove.
Yeah, they, bruh. But Barnes got them jokers playing some D out of they long. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, Villanova won 71-53.
And don't forget, Barnes is a big time point guard guy, as is Jay Wright, to be fair.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm not a Tennessee Vol fan, for the record.
Damn, that game gonna be much better than I thought. With that fact.
Yeah,
you said they ran them up off the court early. Where'd they play them early in the year?
Neutral court. I think it was in Mohegan Sun.
Damn, neutral court. And they got their ass blasted.
They got smacked by 18.
Payback time.
All right. I'm going with Hall.
Elite Eight. Payback time. Arizona, Tennessee.
Arizona.
Wow, Arizona just stepping through.
Arizona got that five, boy.
Chalk, here we go. San Diego State, Creighton, 8-9.
That's easy. That's easy.
For some reason, Creighton popped in my head, but I might be tripping.
Nope, I agree. Well, Creighton. I agree, but
go Creighton.
We'll go Jays. Iowa, Richmond.
Let's go Richmond Spiders, baby. Woo, wow. But y'all going home.
That's what you're going with, Hawk?
They're going to lose. I just wanted to shout them out respectfully.
I love that guard for Richmond, man. He's got to be a pickpocket for the rest of his life.
Indeed.
Yeah. That dude steals everything.
Salute to them, man, for being in the dance. But
good for them. They stole one.
Got an Uber home quick.
4-13, Providence, South Dakota State.
Next.
Okay.
Don't sleep on them. They got a dude.
If their quarterback plays for the basketball team, you got to be careful. But
right.
Here we go. The most uninspiring matchup of the tournament: LSU, Iowa State.
Iowa State.
Yeah, LSU.
Going with the 11 seed. Going with the 11 seed, right?
Got you. Will I'm Wade with you. Got the boot.
Only Virginia football loses with an interim damn coach.
Hey, Cove, I love it. I will never bet against anybody with the name Iowa in their team. Iowa Southwest, Iowa Southeast, Iowa, they get you every time.
Indeed.
We going Wisconsin versus toothpaste, Colgate.
Oh, yeah. It can't.
The Badgers.
Wisconsin Miami. Got that. They have a great player.
Fight on versus Miami. Fight on versus Miami.
Oh, I love it. See? Love it.
Miami, yeah, get USC out of here.
I love it.
Auburn, Jacksonville State. You guys want to take Auburn there?
Yeah.
Shout out to Jacksonville State, though.
Kansas, Creighton.
Kansas.
All right, here we go. Two teams we played this year. Iowa, Providence.
Yeah, well, that Iowa Providence game going to be a good game.
Who beat us bad? Who beat us worse?
We beat Providence. One
to Iowa. We drilled Providence, man, in Newark.
Oh, well, go with the team that we lost to.
Iowa?
Yeah.
And that's another point. Iowa's playing great, man.
Yeah, that's true.
They're playing that Bohannon dude who's like 27 years old.
Right.
No, he's legit.
He has some Mormons in the lineup.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You got Iowa State, Wisconsin.
That's gonna be some blood this game.
All right, the U versus Auburn.
Auburn.
I agree.
All right, here we go. This is gonna be a great game right here. Kansas, Iowa.
Kansas.
That old dude can't be playing all these games no more.
Didn't even think about it. He just said Kansas. All right, here we go. Auburn, Wisconsin.
Damn, y'all took him deep.
Damn.
This is where we are.
Dude, I believe Wisconsin will beat Auburn.
I believe that too.
Wow. Wisconsin might have the best player in the country, by the way. The best college player in the country. What's his name?
Johnny Davis.
Yes. Dude is nice with it.
Without him, they suck.
Yeah.
Incredible. Without him, they lost to like a 3-20 Nebraska team.
Yep.
With him, they beat everybody.
He is nice.
Damn. He is the guy.
That's tragic. The guy. That's tragic. That's a damn Greek tragedy right there.
You're taking the guy versus Kansas.
Kansas.
All right, Kansas. We got a lot of chalk in the Final Four. We got 3-1 seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. All right, here we go.
3-1. Here we go.
No, not many upsets here. All right, final. We'll go to this side first. New Final Four, Gonzaga, UCLA. Rematch.
Zaga.
Yeah.
Might be their year.
Is it their year?
Might be their year.
I'm not going to say that.
Zona or Kansas? Not yet. We're going Zona or Kansas?
I got Zona.
Yeah, I like Zona too.
I haven't watched Arizona one time.
They're good, but Kurt, you see Kurt Creasa's ankle, one of their point guards.
What? Wait, who? For who? For Arizona? For
Arizona. I'm gonna show you.
Oh, hold on. Hey, sir, if you looking at this or anybody on your team, get you some chewing tobacco, put it on your ankle, wrap it around the ace bandage. Make sure it's warm. That ankle gonna be okay, brother. Get you some black seed oil too.
How bad was it?
It was pretty bad. I'm trying to find it. I don't know how to spell his name.
I look legit. I watched Arizona one time this year.
They say he's gonna play.
Well, they don't need him in the first round. They don't need him in the second round. So he got time.
That's great point, Cub. Great point.
Hey, you got to say that turtle shot to the, you got to say that turtle shot to the buttock. So yeah, don't play the games unless you have to.
They're loaded enough where they'll be all right. So yeah, look, I got Zona.
They gonna be all right.
You got Zona all the way.
I got Zona winning the chip.
Like this is the matchup everyone wants. Tommy Lloyd was the associate head at Gonzaga last year.
I got Gonzaga and the unicorn doing this thing though. Uh-oh. They got the new unicorn.
This big lanky ass put a body on his ass.
Chet,
which one we going?
Body on his
ass. Hey man, he tough with that Porzingis though, man. He got more skill than Porzingis. Come on, man, he's skilled though. He, as Michael say,
Man, look, get all up in this damn. Get all up in this damn jersey.
Hey man, you sound like a football player. We gotta sound like basketball analyst right now, not football analyst.
Still get up in his damn jersey.
this is after like 2 days after the injury. This ankle.
Good God.
Yeah, y'all lost, huh?
Go Zags or go Zona?
Yeah, we disagreeing on this one. I don't give a. Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
Zags. Hey, we got to split the proceeds regardless. It's a win-win. That's how petty we are.
We got to take one. We can
tie it off. Winner takes all.
How are we going to tie it off? We both don't agree on the final.
So you take the Zags. Petty takes the Zags, and you take Zona.
I'm taking Zags.
I'm going
Zags.
Click somebody.
Click
right,
this
Fresh. Eggs. You're the tiebreaker, Fresh.
What T-Dub at?
Me?
Fresh T-Dub at the boat.
I've watched Gonzaga play, and I'm not impressed. That's all I'm going to say. Nothing else. I've not watched Arizona one time, and I don't
I like got the Zona. Hawk got the Zag, so I don't know how we're going to break this shit up.
Leave it that way.
I gotta click somebody to submit it though.
So look, this is what you
rock,
do.
Rock, paper, scissors.
This is what you do.
There's more money on Zona.
Yo, you do the whole bracket again because we agree on everything else except the championship.
That's true.
All right. So this one can be Zags for Hawk, and then do another one for me with Arizona. And it's a wrap.
All right, what's your score, Hawk?
My score? Like total or like?
No, the final score of the game.
Total points?
No, just what? How much
what's is score? What's your final score?
How much Arizona could
score? The hell? Basic mathematics, my dude.
Give me two numbers.
So you want the actual score. I got...
Dang, boy, you all right? Hey, look, I'm drinking wine. See. Are you sure you're all right,
man? I can't see, man. These energy, these Bolt organic energy chews done kicked in, Jack.
85-77
Careful with overtime.
All right, hey, go. Yo, Doug, I'm never playing spades with you.
Hell no.
I don't even know what spades
is. And when you pick my bracket, my final score is going to be 88-78.
88-78.
Wow.
Hey, man, stay away from my damn score, man. What the hell?
Dude, what the hell? All right, look, they going to put up some damn points.
Why are you picking right around? What type of mess is this?
He just go 100.
You picked first. That's the fat boys break up now. This. I ain't got nothing to believe in.
For the record, ladies and gentlemen, I ain't talked to Cub about no basketball, and somehow we got the same damn score almost. And you know what? Can't make this stuff up, bro.
I think y'all nailed it on the score.
Dude, but at the end of the day, though, bro, we both love sports, and we both watch sports. Fact. And so,
What's funny to me is we look at the brackets and we go. Out of nowhere, you have Wisconsin in the Final Four, right? Like, I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck I get here where I have, like, you know, UNC Charlotte in the final, you know, in the Sweet 16, but that's – or whatever. That's the interesting part for me. I've never done brackets in my whole life. Like, you know, we just watch. But when I just watch too. All of a sudden, I have Middle Tennessee State versus University of Tennessee Chattanooga versus Memphis.
Because you know the game though, Fresh. That's the dip. You know the game.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? You are an aficionado of basketball.
You are aficionado though, dog.
What I'm really good at, in my opinion, is the upsets.
Okay.
I think I can see things from what I've watched, like Davidson. Yeah. I think they'll beat Michigan State type shit. But,
yeah.
Man, yeah. You gotta see it, man. It's sports, you know.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah. I mean, I love that part of it, man. You know, it's just like sitting around saying, yeah, you know what? I got a feeling mm-hmm. about this. Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And the crazy part about the brackets is you don't have a chance. You're doing it from now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 2 weeks. A lot of shit could be different. You know, somebody might be balling and we ain't expected or whatever. So
right. Hey, you know what? We might have to redo another one in 2 weeks.
Right.
When we get there and be like, all right, see how the bracket went, be like, damn, you know, I've seen
a different
one. And redo at that from that point.
I'm seeing it clearly.
Indeed. Indeed.
That's fun, man. Y'all are good. Now.
We got two different brackets. One with Gonzaga, one with Arizona.
Yo,
damn, West Coast, West Side.
Gonzaga, y'all better finish it. Y'all better finish what you started. Or y'all ain't getting none of these top flight dudes. And we tired of seeing y'all just me and Jerry West.
Look, I look at the end of the day. I just do not believe in Gonzaga when it comes to finishing, bro. I just don't. I just don't.
I'm with you. I watched their conference tournament and back to back games. Last year they had so much more. What's the word? Swagger.
Yes,
swagger.
I don't see it because the point guard, the left handed dude, and Timmy doing this.
Yeah,
I just don't see the.
Nah.
I don't see the. Nah. Same
and thing. Then the other dude that they had that was dope.
Jalen Suggs.
Yeah, Suggs,
and the other white kid.
Oh, Kispert.
Chris Kispert. Yes, he was he was a baller.
Joe Harris so, Jr. Know,
those two
kids, he couldn't miss versus
that gave him swagger.
Yeah, I don't. I've watched them two or three times. I just don't see the same style.
I mean, you know, I mean, shout out to the lanky dude, but I mean, I'm putting my forearm in his chest area.
Hey, man. Hey. So we're gonna have a segment where we talk about how your team ain't gonna win, or we just gonna jump on how my team not gonna win.
I mean, that's on you, man. I'm just getting all mine Sunday, out now. That's
where
all.
You at, man? Shout out to Razor Ramon. Hey, yo.
Hey, I'm just saying.
I couldn't name one Arizona player. I haven't watched him. I couldn't believe how
exactly. How that's why they're gonna lose. You ain't seen them. That's why they're gonna lose. Say it again, Fresh.
I get it.
Fresh.
So look. I can't tell you an Arizona player. I can't tell you a Gonzaga player. Arizona gonna put fire to that ass though.
Oh, now you're gonna laugh, but I asked for them some damn assistants. You ain't say nothing. You know what? Oh, my bad.
My Benedict Mathurin from Arizona. You're Gonzaga, right?
You know what?
No, you're Gonzaga.
Hey man, let's go to another topic, man. Y'all not cooperating.
I got Gonzaga, bro. I got Gonzaga. I'm with you.
Okay, there we go. Forrest? Yeah.
Oh, Forrest, you're a sellout.
Yeah.
Now, see, I'm not as I'm the most informed about Gonzaga, and I think
they're gonna win.
Right. Yeah. And he got analytics too.
I'm still trying to get the who's in the finals. That's my angle.
We could put. So
you talking about what? The finals of the NIT?
Of all of it, the whole NCAA. I picked us from the beginning of the year, so
it played tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow, 7 p.m.
So I'll tell you something about college basketball. You could probably do a study of average age of a team, and I'll bet you the grown men win. Baylor last year, I'm not sure they were.
Oh yeah, that's true. But they were grown.
They were like it was man shit.
It was really
Alabama football the same way.
When you watch the national championship game in football, you saw grown man football. That's a different kind of football. We don't see that or play like that in the ACC. It was just different. The level of physicality in that game. The level of championship, we got skilled dudes. We got skilled dudes in the ACC, but the level of physicality at every level in that championship game, I was just like, "Yo, that's different."
It was
crazy. That's different.
I'm up in New York, and my friends at work are like Michigan. And I'm like, it's just not the same,
bruh.
Georgia, it's not. I'm from there. There's a reason I quit playing football in ninth grade. That should hurt.
Yeah, bruh. It's real. Michigan play a physical brand of football.
They're slow.
However, when you look, you saw they got they and the brakes beat off their ass. You know, they're just like, yeah, bring that physical shit that you think physical down here. Yeah, bring that shit down here and you see what you get. And they got their ass worked.
Yeah, you guys know it's interesting to me because I quit that shit. So.
But I look at basketball, man, and it's like the brand of basketball that was played back in the day, the physical nature of it. The dudes now are more skilled.
Oh, yeah. But
at the end of the day, it still really come down to, guards and defense. In the college game, if you got guards, you can win.
Especially this tournament. Right?
Yes, the tournament. Yeah.
Like my biggest gripe, and I will never question a coach, especially Tony Bennett. I think we are too good in the ACC, Virginia basketball. Too good. Mm-hmm. We've owned it, and then you get outside of it, and you find Florida, who they just don't miss. They don't miss.
Right.
Carson Edwards, we beat them, but it's really hard to calculate that shit, and to play for it. Yeah. Rebounding.
Yeah.
Defense and guards for sure.
Yeah. You think about the 3-point accuracy that we had when you had Kyle, you had Jerome, you had Dre. You know what I'm saying? It makes a difference when you have that. Efficient. And we haven't had that in the last couple. And so you can lock jokers down, but when they get hot from three. Bro, that changes the game,
bro. We got
you.
Got
to be able to come back from that to get it even to lock their ass down again.
Yep. But I'm gonna tell you too the difference in Kyle. Not so much Ty, but Kyle guy. He could go 3 for 20, and he's gonna rip 7 off in a row. It didn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like a guy, we have a guy on the team now who's been struggling from three, and he might not be able to get out. But like,
yeah.
Oh God! It was just like the next one. Ty was Ty, and
that's the thing. Kyle would then take it to the rack.
Whereas
dudes now, I'm gonna just call it out. Franklin, You know, I mean, I felt bad for dude because he couldn't throw that. He couldn't throw it in the ocean if he was standing on the beach. So, you know, my thing is take that shit to the rack at that point.
Yep.
However I can get it in there, I just need to see it go through the net. So if I know my game ain't on from outside, why am I going to continue to shoot from out there? Let me do something else to help my squad. And I just never saw that from dude.
And that's the thing. That was the difference between the big three. Like all three of them, if they were struggling from the outside, Ty could hit you with the floater. Cal could get mid-range and get to the cup. We know what Dre can do inside out. But it's nothing like y'all was talking about with guard play. It's nothing like when you have that point who can just hit daggers off the dribble. Yeah. When Ty would just come down, you trying to set up, and you looking around, making sure everybody on point, and he done shot the damn ball. He been doing that in the NBA. Like, that lets you know how special that dude was and what he did to opposing defenses, man.
Facts.
Hey, man.
He shoot from the logo and the hash mark, right?
Yeah.
Shoot from Thailand. You guys remember the Duke game? He made the fake pass to nobody.
Yep.
And he moved the entire – I always mess with Ty, and Mark's his dad's a good friend of mine. I'm like, yeah, motherfucker, you faked it to nobody, and everybody believed you were passing.
Yeah.
That's like my shit in Slaughter. Like, you know, Cubs, but I'm calling him over there.
Yeah,
he's so fast. He's there and back.
Yeah, man.
Hey, we might not see a Ty Jerome again for us.
He up with the all time greats of PGs, man. Because all he can do, and you couldn't speed him up.
No.
Like Luca is in the league. You not speeding Ty. Oh, he no ask me. Okay, do exactly something with him.
And Ty is sneaky. He's sneaky strong. Like, you've been around him more than me. Yeah. And he, you know what he got really good at, which I told his dad over the years? He would stand dudes up face to face. So you have a really strong, quick guard. And he's just standing them up, looking at them. And he saw the angles, the whole thing. Anyhow, I could talk about it all night.
It's amazing, bro. It is amazing. Real talk.
Shout out to Ty. I think he had he has surgery not too long ago, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he's out for the season, right?
Yeah. I think he had sports hernia, I think.
Damn.
Salute to my guy, man.
That'll shut your ass down quick.
Yeah, that sports hernia. Nothing to play with, boy.
No, sir. Been there, bro. Hey,
I didn't have enough muscles to have that, so.
Man, quit it.
Shut your ass.
You were sports.
I lost my appendix once, and I played 6 days later for the record hog.
Oh, you a beast.
Just old school right there. Just a straight beast for real.
Just take it out. You like Ronnie Lott, cut it off.
I was like, I don't have an appendix anymore. What am I worried about? Let's go play, man. I ain't got no appendix.
Man.
You guys are great. I love the picks. I was down. I couldn't argue with many.
Who we got next, Fresh? We got more people coming on?
We got Junior coming. Junior Burrows.
Oh,
legend.
Shit.
Oh, shout out to Junior, man. MC won it, the showcase game he was a part of.
Yeah. Oh man, my bad for missing out.
Oh, you missed it?
He went down.
We FaceTime, remember? Yeah, June's my all-time favorite teammate.
I was messing with.
Oh, my bad. You got me. Fellas. All right, y'all.
You guys,
yeah, man. Appreciate you.
Hey,
by the way,
I sat next to Charles Way at the ACC tournament.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, yo, have you done your, you know, I listen to all y'all stuff, obviously. And I was like, have you done yours? He's like, nah. I was like, all right, I got you.
Dude, I've been trying to get a hold of him, so I don't know if I have his latest number.
Don't get cuz started, because them dudes be like, yeah, I'm trying to get on cuz. Be like, hey, man.
Well, you know what's funny? We sat next to each other. We took a picture. I have his cell phone. And so because we were coming on today, I looked it up, and I'm like, the shit disappeared. I'm like, wait, did Charles, like, block me or some shit?
He disappeared.
I don't know if I have his current number, so he just liked something on LinkedIn, so I'm gonna hit him up. I catch his ass some way.
Yeah, we'll get him. You guys are great, man. I love it. And by the way, I'm gonna leave you guys with this from my side. I met Barry Ward for the first time at the game, and I shook the dude's hand. And you guys ever shake Brian Stith's hand?
Yeah.
No, I never shook Brian Stith's hand.
Yeah.
All right, so Barry Ward's the only dude I was like, God damn. And he's, you know, Barry's older than me. He's older than you. Yeah. He's older than me by, I think, 4 years. And I was like, that's like the be nice bear claw, man.
Yeah, dude.
You ever shook biscuit hands? You ever shoot?
Marcus Davis, with Biscuit. Man? I was with Biscuit and his wild guy. Damn, I love his kids, man.
He got them damn mitts too now.
Yeah. I have a longer story offline about me and that's my guy though.
Oh shit!
In a good way. I saw his kids, and they were playing. We were playing Papa Shot and Jackpot and Christopher.
Oh yes, sir! Shout out to my nephews, them boys.
Oh yeah, nephews in the building.
Yeah, I love it. All the kids, man.
No doubt, no doubt. All right, fellas.
All right, let me
find it real. Until the next
break. All right, my guys.
We'll get at you.
Peace.
Peace. Wash now.